Thank you for having the desire and courage to dive deeper into making changes in your life because you have come to the realization that you need to do something different so that you can live your life without guilt, resentment, and overwhelm as you take one more step on your journey to take back your life. This is Lauren Gelberg-Goff, psychotherapist and creator of the life-changing program for women caregivers, Take Back Your Life. It is my goal to provide you with new approaches, support, and encouragement that empower you as you lovingly care for others so that you really can take back your life. As one of 43 million family caregivers who strive every day to take care of someone you love, this step-by-step guide is the place to begin as you learn to take as good care of yourself as you do of those you love. This step-by-step guide is based upon the premise that, as you are instructed on airplanes, should oxygen be required during the flight and you are traveling with someone you are caring for, place the oxygen mask over your face first. In life, as on planes, if you are not breathing and ensuring your well-being, those you care about and care for cannot thrive. Together, we'll go through the step-by-step guide that you've just received. Fill in the blanks on the guide itself or use a separate sheet of paper so you can take notes, focus on your goals, and take the steps to achieve them. Let's begin with an issue that is causing you stress, guilt, anxiety, or concern that you know you need to address, but haven't yet been able to do so in any significant or long-lasting way. So let's start. Step one, awareness. Nothing can change without awareness. What is your biggest concern, stress, challenge that you face as a caregiver? What is interfering the most with having a life separate from caregiving? You may have started out feeling good about the care you are able to provide to your mother, father, family, but somewhere along the way it changed. Somewhere along the line, you lost yourself, and while initially it may have been okay to put yourself, your aspirations, your life on hold, caregiving has taken on a whole new life of its own. And now you need to make a change or changes. Awareness is like waking up from a deep slumber. Awareness is moving out of autopilot mode and stepping into conscious decision-making mode. This is when you acknowledge that you need something different, maybe something more in your day or days, but you're not quite sure, A, that you're able to, B, that you're allowed to, C, that you would even know how to bring this change about. So now there exists an internal conflict. The part of you that wants and needs to make a change and the part of you that is resigned to life as it is. It is part of you that feels powerless and helpless to change because mom or dad or spouse or child needs so much more, and there's just no other way. I know this feels totally overwhelming and very true, but here's where our work begins. You are here because there is that other part of you that is calling to you, screaming to you, or even crying to you that says, please find a way. Maybe this awareness didn't even originate from within you. Maybe it started with someone in your family speaking up, asking you for more, telling you how it's not fair that you're not available anymore, or that you've lost your sense of humor. Whatever the catalyst, you now have awareness, and that's the first step. So, what is it that you are most aware of? What is your biggest challenge or concern? Write it down, and we'll move on to step two. What is my desired outcome? This step is vital in your efforts to move forward in taking care of yourself. There are two parts to be aware of in this step. The first is that a desired outcome must be stated in terms of what you want, not what you don't want. This is important and necessary because whatever we put our attention to grows bigger. For example, if I tell you, don't think about pink elephants, absolutely under no circumstances should you think about pink elephants. What goes through your mind? Pink elephants. Internally, our psyches do not connect to the negative. If we say, I don't want to fight, the only place our minds and energy go to is the fight. So, a desired outcome has to be focused on what you want. Maybe it's, I want a weekend off, or I want to be able to schedule time at the gym. I want to have lunch with a friend. I want to be able to have time to have date night with my spouse. I want more ease and peace in my life. You get the idea. What is it that you really want? If your biggest concern or awareness from step one is that you have no free time, or that you have no time to schedule your own doctor appointments, or that you're constantly canceling plans with friends because of your mother's needs and demands, then maybe what you want is a day for you to take care of you, whether it's an appointment, lunch with a friend, or a weekend off. Think about how important this desired outcome is to you. Has it been on a back burner for a long time? Is it something you have thought is not in the realm of possibility? Allow yourself to really consider what it is you want. And yes, you can have more than one desired outcome. There may be a number of things you want, ranging in priorities from an hour off to a vacation, a long weekend, week off, etc. There are no judgments as to what you want. This step is about allowing you to get in touch with what it is you do want. And remember, it stems from the first step, which is awareness. We cannot get to a desired outcome without the awareness of what it is that is actually happening, what you are feeling, missing, needing, wanting. And the second requirement of a desired outcome is that it has to be something over which you yourself have control. So it cannot be, I want my mother or sibling or father or whomever to be understanding and supportive. Since you don't have control over how anyone else will behave, you only have control over your own behavior and attitude. Your desired outcome might be expressed in terms of, I want to express my thoughts, opinions, needs, or feelings in a way that will be clear, direct, and compassionate. It's a new way of thinking and focusing, since you really are thinking about you, not the other person or people. I often hear people say, they just won't get it. They won't support me in what I want, so what am I supposed to do? As long as you are focused on someone else's reactions or attitudes or behaviors, you give up on your own needs and feelings, thus further undermining your care and self-worth. Having a desired outcome and honoring it means you will be open to finding a way. That's what this step-by-step guide is all about. And as we move through a desired outcome, we come to step three, possibilities. What choices do you have with regard to this issue? It's time to think outside the box. Yes, you can list all the ways you've handled this issue up until now. They remain options or choices, even if they are ones you no longer like or that no longer give you the results you want. Keep in mind, what's your desired outcome? And now write down new possibilities, new ideas, new options, even if they seem outrageous and not possible. Even if they're ideas you've dismissed in the past because someone would be upset or not like them or tell you you're selfish, write them down anyway. Because here's the thing. Thinking about possibilities, you have to first think about you. What are options for you? This is not the moment to consider what others will like or not like. You may need a separate sheet of paper for new ideas. While this may sound like you don't care what anyone else thinks or feels, you cannot fully explore your possibilities and options if you remain attached to someone else's opinions, feelings, fears, etc. There have to be reasons you've been stuck, and this step is about seeing your way clear to something new, different, and ultimately a better quality life. Remember, this guide is for you to make changes in your life that bring you to a place of empowerment and self-respect. And while others may not like this change in you, it's because they are used to you behaving in a way that they are familiar with and that works for them. Change always brings about some discomfort. You are already aware of the discomfort in your life from dealing with this situation as you always have. Yes, there will be discomfort. It's now which discomfort you are willing to deal with, the same old, or the opportunity to do something that will bring you closer to your desired outcome. The choice is now yours. Take a breath. Are you fearful that your new possibilities may not give you the results you hope for or want? This is about learning, growing, and evolving, keeping your sights set on your goal, and taking care of yourself in a new way. Learning that you do, in fact, matter. So no, you don't know how something will work out, but you do know how things have been working, and you are aware that something isn't working for you in a way that feels uplifting, empowering, and hopeful. The possibilities we are talking about here on this guide are about creating new possibilities for you in your life. Take a deep breath and we move on to step four, which is decide. Pick one of your possibilities. Commit to the choice that will move you in the direction of your desired outcome. Fill in the space with your decision. Take a deep breath and let that decision settle into your system. Feel whatever discomfort you may feel and remind yourself that it's not my feelings that get me into trouble. It's my actions. Will the decision you make in this step bring you closer to your desired outcome? This is not about a one-shot deal. Making a decision means you begin to think about yourself and your life in a new way, with new energy and new perspectives. Your decision is not written in stone. Each new decision you make brings you in a new direction in your life. And each new reaction you feel or receive from others means you get to go back to step one and process how you want to handle this new awareness. It is an option that you now get to explore and learn from as you move forward in a new way that helps you to live more empowered and fulfilled. Your choices and decisions can change and be adapted as you move forward. This guide can be used as you face each new awareness in your life. When people tell me that they're not good at making decisions, it usually stems from the fact that they haven't ever really thought about what it is they really want. They haven't identified their desired outcomes. When we don't know what we want, it's much harder to make a decision. Think about the lines from Alice in Wonderland, Through the Looking Glass. Would you please tell me which way I ought to go from here? That depends a good deal on where you want to get to, said the cat. I don't much care, said Alice. Then it doesn't much matter which way you go, said the cat. This step-by-step guide is designed to help you recognize where you want to go, what you want, so that every time you allow yourself to be aware and you stop and breathe, you are allowing yourself the opportunity to think about your desired outcome. Who is it you are taking care of? And if you are, in fact, putting your oxygen mask on first. And we breathe and move on to step five. Take action. What action, you may ask? Looking at the decision of your choice, fill in what one step you will take to honor your decision. Just one step can make all the difference between same old, and something new, something you want, need, and deserve to move you forward to take back your power and your life. Action is the step you need to move beyond the wish for what you want and actually begin moving in the direction of making it a reality. Every decision you make requires some action to make it real. For example, if you decided that you need help to do the grocery shopping for your mother, you would have listed your options to making this happen. Perhaps it's asking a sibling to do the shopping. Maybe one of your options is ordering groceries online or asking a church or synagogue member to help out. So one step could be setting up an online account at the local grocery store. If you decided that you would prefer to ask a sibling, then one step might be writing out a script so you could practice asking out loud before you make the actual call. Maybe you decided that asking a member of your church or synagogue would be your preference. You could write out a request that your minister or rabbi could announce to the congregation, or that the announcement could be put in the congregation newsletter. Again, the above are all one step, and each step will lead you to the next so that you continually feel yourself moving in the direction of achieving your desired outcome. Once that first step is completed, you get to breathe, check in with how you feel, and prepare yourself for the next step, one step at a time, and you are becoming increasingly aware, in touch, and committed to your desired outcome. And yet, you still feel a little shaky, a little uncertain. After all, this is new territory, and old beliefs and habits keep popping up. And this brings us to step 6, your resistance to taking action. What thoughts are running through your head that make you want to ignore your awareness, new possibilities, and your decision? Breathe through your urge to give in to old behaviors. Simply notice. We talk a lot about these issues that pop up in this step during our Take Back Your Life group program. Taking action means you are moving out of your comfort zone, or you are telling yourself that it's not worth it. Your siblings will be upset with you. Mom doesn't like anyone else to help her. You'll feel like a failure if you have to ask for help. And the chatter of negative messages and beliefs go on and on. Take a breath. It's important to remember that success lies just outside your comfort zone, and each step on this guide is about moving forward beyond your comfort zone, which I usually refer to as familiar zone, since we rarely make changes if we're really comfortable. This is the step where you simply breathe and acknowledge that you are doing something new and different, and it is normal to feel uncertainty and doubt. Maybe you also feel a sense of relief and a feeling of freedom that triggers feelings of guilt. And, oh yes, we spend a good amount of time on this ever-present issue. This is resistance. You are challenging the status quo. And yes, it is uncomfortable at the start. So I am asking you to breathe through your resistance. Give it a chance. Are you breathing through your resistance? Right on that line on the step-by-step guide, yes. As you continue to breathe through your internal messages, urges, and discomfort, we move to step 7, allow. Allow the feelings to flow through you. Recognize that all changes require a period of adjustment. In this step, you are focused on the feelings that arise as you choose to make a shift in your behavior and outlook. Take time to let that shift, that idea, thought, attitude, settle in. Take a breath. Are you willing to allow yourself time to adjust to your new choices? Fill in on the blank line, yes. Some questions to think about in this step are, am I really willing to allow for changes in my behaviors, attitude, and beliefs? Am I really willing to admit that my needs and feelings matter? Am I willing to allow new possibilities into my life? Am I willing to deal with others' reactions to my changes? And we breathe. You will find increased awareness, not only of your own feelings, but attitudes and behaviors you have been tolerating in others that have had a negative impact on your self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-care. Think about it. As you allow an adjustment to a new behavior and/or attitude to settle in, you will find yourself moving towards step number 8. Acceptance. We are talking about shifting attitudes and behaviors that are for your greater good and your overall health and wellness. Do you deserve this? If you still feel doubt, uncertainty, fear, I understand. And you can go back to steps 2 through 6, one at a time. Are you ready to accept a new possibility for yourself? Are you feeling just a little more hopeful going through this exercise with me? I know that these changes can feel overwhelming and maybe even intimidating. That's what this step-by-step guide is for and why I offer ongoing support. Are you willing to observe and allow others' reactions to your new behavior without giving in to them? Think about it. Are you willing to observe and allow others' reactions to your new behavior without giving in to them? Take a breath and fill in on the blank line, yes. Now, acceptance doesn't mean like. You may be at this point and know that you have to accept a new attitude, perspective, and or behavior in your life, but you may still be thinking that it's not fair, that you're the one doing all the work to make improvements in your life and in the lives of the people you care for and about. You're the one who had the awareness and courage to step up and embark on this journey to take back your life. And we all know that we cannot make others change. We only have the control to change ourselves. The Serenity Prayer says it very well. Grant me the ability to change the things I can, accept the things I can't, and the wisdom to know the difference. And we breathe. Acceptance means you stop fighting what is and decide what the best course of action you need to take as good care of yourself as you do of others in your life. It doesn't mean resigning to same old, same old. It means acknowledging what the situation is that you cannot change. A parent's failing health, siblings who are not involved or who live too far away to help out on a day-to-day basis, or maybe you're the one who lives far away and you feel guilty about not helping out more. Whatever the reality of your situation is, it is one that needs to be accepted so that you can realistically decide what changes you can affect so that you feel healthier, more empowered, and more open to achieving a positive, desired outcome. Take a deep breath and know you are moving forward on a path toward your desired outcome of less stress and greater ease in your life. And we move on to step 9. And we breathe. Even though I've been recommending that you breathe through each step, this is where you are allowing your new idea, attitude, and action to settle in so that you can actually move forward in a new and healthier, more empowered way. And we breathe. Ready? Each step you take is one more on your journey to take back your power, and to take back your life. Are you ready to breathe through your fear and uncertainty and let the new you settle in? Type in on the blank line, yes. Breathing is the single most important thing you can do to get through your stress, tension, anxiety, anger, and frustration. Breathing gives you space from reacting so that you can respond thoughtfully, mindfully, and with clarity. And we breathe gives you pause, gives you the moment to become aware of what you are feeling, what you are thinking, and what it is you need or want. Breathing is a simple, automatic function, and yet when people are stressed, angry, frustrated, and overwhelmed, they may not even realize it, but they actually do stop breathing. People tell me all the time that they have become aware at how often they find themselves holding their breath. And we breathe can become your mantra, your go-to phrase when you feel that jolt of upset, stress, or tension. Saying out loud, "And we breathe," will almost automatically get you to take a good, deep breath. And it will help you to reset your internal system. It will help you to stop reacting to whatever situation is going on so that you can respond thoughtfully. Even if your response is to say, "Give me a minute." Take your time, process, and use this step-by-step guide to achieve your desired outcome in any given situation. And we breathe. At the heart of everything, I want you to now bring your attention to the middle of the step-by-step guide, the bullseye, the heart of everything that is affecting you as a caregiver. For those of you who are knee-deep in feeling the imbalance, the overwhelm, and the stress, and you know that you need a deeper level of support, you are aware that you need more than a do-it-yourself program, consider taking one more step that will be meaningful and worthwhile for yourself. After all, we cannot effectively give to those we love if we are not effectively caring for ourselves. Ask yourself, what would it be like to have ongoing support so that you could finally wake up each day without the feeling of guilt, anger, or resentment as a caregiver? Has going through this program increased your awareness? When is it your time? Are you ready to take one more action step to start taking back your life? If so, say yes and write that down. Let me share something more with you. Caregivers are finding a way to do just that, having a life, catching a break, and breaking that cycle of guilt and overwhelm. And it's called the Take Back Your Life group program, a truly meaningful and yet simple way to take care of yourself while reducing the pressure, stress, tension, and overwhelm that impacts you in your everyday life. The Take Back Your Life group program covers exactly what is overwhelming you. Being able to get out of self-sabotage, stop doing the same things over and over again that don't work. Finally ending self-deprivation. Stop making yourself last on the list. Recognize the stronghold of guilt and discover powerful ways to eliminate it from your life. Start overcoming the daily resentment so you can find a way to actually enjoy time with your loved one again. And find the right way to deal with anger so you can find the forgiveness and the compassion for others, and most importantly, for yourself. And we breathe. And just reflect for a moment. How many of these issues are impacting you every day of your life? Take a deep breath and go to the link in the middle of your guide. Click on the link, takebackyourlifenow.com. Do something for you. This is your next step. Schedule some private one-on-one time, just you and me, to talk about your biggest challenge, caring for your loved one, and to see if the Take Back Your Life community is a fit for you. Go do that now. My departing wish for you as the female caregiver is to find ease, to find joy again, and to start today to take back your life. This is Lauren Gelber Goff, and we breathe.